Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Misfit Toys.
Wow. Can you hear the helicopter? They're coming for me. Seriously. I murdered someone. Please don't tell anybody. Can you imagine? Guys. And I said truth. So you'd either thinking, well, did he murder someone? I'm not saying truth, by the way. But can you imagine if I did? Can you imagine? Can you? Does anyone else say, I think we might have talked about this before, make pretend? I know it's just pretend, but I always, is that like a back in Philadelphia thing? Email me at Todd Glass Comedy. I'll post the first 750 replies on Twitter. And you'll win a free bag of ice cream cake cones, cups. Ice cream cake cone cups. That's when the prize gets smaller and smaller. You get a brand new car steering wheel cover. Oh, that just got bad real quick. So I'm pretty hot on this opening right so far. I'm coming out. I'm coming on hot. I'm very funny right now. And I'm aware of it. So don't try any shit. This is pure entertainment and it's good. Boom. The car steering wheel cover, which was bred out of the thing before it, as far as, you know, whatever else I was talking about. Hey, by the way, today is Friday. The year is 2022. And Friday night in the month of May 7th. And I am part of a bigger ensemble at the Greek tonight. A little anxious. It's a documentary. And it's on, I always forget, LGBT. And then there's more after that. And I don't say that truth with any, I hate that I can't ever remember the end of it. Because I have no problem with adding people to the end of it. Whoever needs it. People go, oh, it's LGBT. So what? So what? You think you'd be the first to go, it's okay. Whoever needs, you know, if we're including other groups, great. They fall under the same umbrella in a way. What's the problem? Shame on any comedian that makes fun of it. Shame on you. Put your head down. Seriously. Sometimes comics, it's just like the same thing people have to do. A good comic has to once in a while stop and put the litmus test on himself or herself or themselves. Put the litmus test on themselves. I do it. I'm not saying it makes me perfect, but it makes me make less mistakes. When you're willing to just like, Because that is odd that that's what you'd make fun of. Like, put a litmus test on yourself and goes, really? Is that what I want to make fun of in my act? Or how about when a comedian that, you see, there are some gay comedians that, not all, that say, oh, you can't, they, you know, I know we've talked about that with you can't say anything anymore, but you would be surprised that, but no, there are. And some of them are funny in other areas. I mean, what do you mean? No, it just, they're funny. But I'm surprised they say that. That seems like they would get that. To me, that's when I say, put a litmus test on yourself. Like, make fun of that like you're on the other side, like where you see the absurdity. The answer to me should be somewhere in the area of, if you're a gay comedian, and especially when you was a period when you couldn't talk about it. I should have pointed that out too. When there was a period when you, you know, when you come from a period where you really couldn't talk about that. I mean, you could, and there were some very, you could say brave. Isn't it funny when you want to use brave, but not in the sense of people in the military and some people jump? Hey, there's different levels of braveness. I think if you talked about that, the earlier you did, the braver you were. And you open a lot of doors for other people that were too scared, like me. But you would think that comedian would go, well, I'm not going to say you can't say anything anymore, because for me, I feel like I could say a lot more now. That's the right answer, I would think. Go, oh, yeah, of course, it's absurd to think that you're not seeing the big picture. But what are you going to do, right? How you doing? I had a point. Well, I made my point. Mm-hmm. You know, you could go see Patton Oswalt if you live in Denver. He's shooting his special there the 14th of May. I know Vinny's been begging me for tickets. I mean, really. It's so... Oh, yeah, yeah. It's, I know he listens. I am aware. By the way, to the other people, truth, you know Vinny listens to every show. So I know I can say, I talk right to him. Hey, Vinny! What the fuck? He always feels bad. I know you feel bad when you don't listen to an episode. In truth, I go, Vinny, stop. Please, then my show's going to be a responsibility to you. But there have been some good ones. I mean, he writes, you know, he's walking down the street now. Just walking like a big fucking idiot. Look at him walking. There they are. I hope your knees get weak. Fall to the ground and beg for my forgiveness and say you can't listen to the show in public. Forgive me, for I have sinned. You can't do shit in public. You cannot listen to this show in public. When are you going to admit it? It's not a running joke, by the way, to the audience. I don't think it is. Truth. He has still not admitted it. Oh, he says things like, God damn it, that was so funny. Yes, I don't want him to paint him to be a monster. He goes, holy shit, Todd, I was loved. Even the series was good. And then when you guys got silly, oh, that was so fucking great. It was, you know, I think it would have, I wasn't in front of people, but it would have been hard, I think. What do you mean would have been hard? We already know that it's going to be hard. It's impossible. And I want to see a video of it. Or shut your fucking front door. Listen, everybody, I'm in a great mood. I'm sitting in my studio. On the TV, I got the best. It looks like the window is there. Matter of fact, I'm going to have a guy that does like Candyman stuff for me build a wooden square around it and make it look like a window. Build like a fake little window over the TV that'll just lower down from the ceiling. Because it would look like there was a big window in here and it's raining out. And it matches everything. Like all the window panes are black. 8 big squares. Distance, trees. Looks so cool. I want to make it look like an actual window. So I'm sitting in the studio and, you know, it's looking good in here. I have it navy blued out. There used to be all these, you know, old school Christmas lights, the big bulb. But there's like orange and white and blue. I just took blue, put solid navy blue, all the lights on the left-hand side. There's musical instruments hanging all over a wall. Picture frames everywhere. And it looks good. All right, I'm done talking. I'm sorry. So anyway, I'm at the Greek tonight. Oh, that's right, because we started that I wouldn't make fun of whatever. That I'm part of that show. It's actually a documentary, and there's some really funny people in there. Really funny. I'm happy that I'm a part of it. My favorite part is that they interview us, and I always feel like I have stuff to say. Any bigger platform is fun. And I'm really looking forward to it. And like I said, I'm anxious. I'm a little nervous. But my set is tight. I mean, I wanted to put thought into this. Like, do a tight 6 minutes. Maybe I'll push it a little. I hope no one from production listens to my podcast. But it's a tight set. I put a lot of thought into it. All right, listen. You're beautiful. You're so beautiful. Every one of you. Look at you. I want to make you blush. Huh? Everybody, even the tough guy who lives in Baltimore and listens to it at the gas station. You don't know. Oh, I'm laughing because I have an image of like old-fashioned gas station. Like there's someone pumping gas. They don't pump gas anymore. Don't get me started with that. I had nothing on it, by the way. That's when I try to... I have nothing on it, but I want to make it look like... believe me, I'm dipping out because I got a lot on this. Like, you know, if I got started, that would be funny, but I don't have time. I got to go back to my ranting and raving about, you know, whatever I was talking about. So, anyway. So, that's that. That's that. So, you're great. You're special. You're beautiful. Oh, I'm going to make you blush. That's right. And I started thinking of all the different people that listen to the Todd Glass Show. All the beautiful fucking people. Mwah. I love you. You're great. There's a reason we bond. Right? It's cool. It's fun. Hope I don't let you down. I never let you down. Watch your mouth. Can I tell you? It's so immature, but I took like a micro dose of mushrooms and I had a little bit of pot and I made a non-alcoholic drink, but like with Topo Chico and tons of lime juice and then like one whole lime cut in half. I squeezed the living shit out of it and then added lime juice into, I salted the rim. And I have a piece of bazooka bubble gum I'm chewing. Well, I took it out to do this. So, you're great. Why don't we all hang out? You know, I don't do the podcast anymore live because my show, it's sort of everything that I do in the podcast, I sort of do in the show. It's not as much as of a conversation. So it is a little different in that sense, but it gets me my craving out. And Indianapolis, I'm coming your way to the small room. I'm taking over the upstairs at the Indianapolis Helium. There's an upstairs separate bar. That means you know I'm going to have a bass player out there. Lights are going to be swanky. You come to my show there, the bar that you'll hang out at before you go into this very little room that holds 75 people, that bar will be Todd Glassified. You're going to go upstairs, up the steps. Wide open steps to this crazy, swanky New York jazz club, and then on into the room. And it's going to be sexy as fuck. I'm loving it. Cam Gavinsky is going. I know the drummer. I'm spacing on his name right now, but I'm embarrassed because I know him well. He played for me at the Comedy Attic. He was great. All right, listen. This is a long opening. 12 minutes and 34 seconds and 35 seconds. I mean 36 seconds. I mean 37 seconds. I mean 38 seconds. I mean 39 seconds. I mean 40 seconds. I mean 41 seconds. I mean 12 minutes and 43 seconds. I mean 12 minutes and 44 seconds. 5 seconds. 12 minutes and 46 seconds. 12 minutes and 48 seconds. 12 minutes and 49 seconds. 12 minutes and 50 seconds. How long could I do that? Like, I think that was enough, but what if there was someone that could have handled that 6 times as long? Listen to the show next week. I'll give you what you want. Todd Glass Show delivers now. We take requests. That's right. On my next show. Not the next week, but the week after, we're going to take requests. Tweet at me. Tell me if you think that's a good idea. Take requests for bits. that I could do with any guest, by the way. All right, listen, you're great, you're beautiful, you're precious. Look at you. You need to hear it. Don't let your sadness get in the way of your happiness. That can't handle major, major problems, but I like that one. Don't let your sadness get in the way of your happiness. You can do both sometimes. And when you're happy, be happy. If you're sad, be sad. I don't give a... No, I do care. I do care. I care. Believe me, nobody cares about you like you, like me. You know when, like, at a park, I used to know this guy down at the, when I first started doing stand-up comedy, he actually owned the parking lot, I found out. He had a piece of land, and he would always yell at me. And, seriously, he would always, hey, well, park there. I always tried so hard to be his friend. I was, like, 18 years old. It was right across the street from the Comedy Works. Everyone else drove around like a lunatic. I'm like, I'm paying to park. I can afford $5. I live with my parents. I'll steal it. One day I didn't really yell. I guess I did. I was like, why you always gotta yell at me? I always try so hard to be nice to you. All you do is yell. And I knew that he would accept it, but I didn't know how. And he went, he goes, I don't know. He was so fucking nice after that. Changed everything. It was like years. I would park there. His name was George. I think eventually he sold it. But years later, who cares? I care. So, there's that. So, who cares? I care. Next week on the show, my guest, I talked about this before, is Mitch Goldman. And Mitch Goldman was one of the first people I met on the open mic night scene and became pretty close with, really close. And we're still friends. Sometimes we've gone a few years without talking, but we always, seems like every so often, equally, we pick up the phone and we say hi to each other. And he was around since I was literally barely 16, a few months away. That's when I think I met him. And I'm sure there's so much to talk about, a very specific show. I don't even think I'll do that many bits. I just think we'll talk about every inch of the way and what I don't even remember, how he perceived me, how I perceived him, you know, how we perceived other comedians in the scene. Because there were a lot of people I really like. A lot of people were super, super nice. A lot. I'd say more that were nice than maybe. Nobody was really that mean to me, but you know what I mean. Certain people are just sweet or more supportive. But everybody was nice. Everybody was nice to me. But they weren't, like, they were a different group. They wore leather jackets that said, suck it. Alrighty. So I'll have Mitch Goldman, and I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. Joe, he's somebody I would say, don't worry, maybe we should make Mitch a jingle. Joe McKenzie, you're all I got. Joe, seriously, it's me and you and Lauren and the kids. I look at you guys like my extended family. I hope you know that. I mean, it's just us. I hope Lauren knows that. And her sister with good handwriting. Or your sister with good handwriting. It's just us. And the dogs. That's it. That's all we got. So thank you. Thank you for giving me a life and a family. Oh, my fake crying is so bad. I don't know what to do. My fake crying is bad. I can't do anything about it. My fake crying is the worst. It's not so bad. I gotta have the band start doing that again. You want to tweet something at me? Seriously? Tweet at Cam Kavinsky and say, Cam, Todd's right, the band has to do the bad crying bit. Tweet that at him. I don't ask you much. One more thing. I'm trying to find a date in Vermont in October. We're working on it. Vermont. They lost a fellow comedian And I wanted to send some love out that way. Because, you know, it's always sad. And you know, those scenes, you know how they are. And everybody gets pretty close. For a lot of people, it is, you know, like their second family. You know, so... her name was Gladys. She was like a little... Like a hippie. She had a Yorkshire Terrier that followed her around. And she has 1-year-old... Oh, Jesus. She has 1-year-old twins. So... it's sad, but I wanted to acknowledge it and send some love that way. That's a scene that I'm very fond of. And I think they might do some sort of benefit or so. I'll keep you posted. You know, it's sad, but it ultimately makes you just realize how precious life is. So it doesn't have to ruin, you know, it doesn't have to ruin your night when you hear about something sad like that. Just appreciate life. And it is obviously. So anyway, I wanted to bring that up. To Vermont and the Vermont Comedy Club and Gladys. I never met you, but I'm sure I'll see you soon. You're allowed a joke. Gladys would have wanted it. Usually that's said sarcastically, but I do think comedians, when they die, they would love, even if it's just their energy. Or what they'd like to perceive when they're alive is that when they go, that people will still include them in bits and not be afraid to laugh when we're talking about them. It's what Gladys wanted. She loved me. Gladys loved me. She always liked me more than any other of the comedians. One time she pulled me aside and she said, "Todd, you're better than them all." And even though we never met, well, I didn't consider that meeting. Because I know before I said we never met. Now everyone's like, "Oh, that's funny. I thought you never met." I didn't consider that meeting. She said it and she just took off in a car. I was right outside and she pulled up. She opened her window. Someone else was driving. And then she said that and then she took off. She had her cute little dog with her. And that was it. All right, listen, you're great. I love you. And come see me at the Greek tonight. And goodbye. Aristotle, the laugh at the end. I spaced and never told that person that we put it there. But for the emails that I get, I know it melts my heart every time. So I want her to know that is a big part of ending with that. It's good for everybody to remind you how precious life is, obviously, but also for that individual person. If anyone knows who that is, I'll search for it. I'll find it. But if you find it, she has a page, and she has a lot of things posted there. And one of the things was that she said she was afraid that like people would just forget. I was like, well, what can I do in my own little small way is that anybody who listens to my show will literally never forget. They'll hear him at the end of every show. And we'll get his name proper and what else we can... you know, let the mom hear it. All right, listen, everybody. You're now joining the Todd Glass Show. It's halfway point. I don't know where the hell we were at or what we were doing. Or I just know we're talking. So here's I talk now and Aristotle just throws to the show where we're talking there.
I never thought we'd take line dancing, but, you know, it's the second half of the show. So maybe me and Jeff would have fun if we learned how to line dance. Are you in for it, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited.
There's a bar down on the corner with a strange philosophy. The only waitresses they hire are as ugly as can be.
That is not what I wanted. I swear
Imagine
to God.
Imagine if you worked at that bar and then you heard this song.
Close.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait, what the fuck?
Hold on.
I thought I was a good waitress.
I thought this was how to line dance. I swear. Truth. Hold on.
I mean, you could probably line dance to it.
No, hold on. You want to line dance?
Woo!
What's this now? This is...
You make my...
No. I thought this was... No. I don't want that. And I'm sorry, Jeff. Hold on. Stop! This iPad, I don't know how he does it on the road.
because it's so unreactive.
And I don't hear anything. What's this?
There's a bar. Oh, that one. That one again.
Why is it not playing?
Where all the servers just get blindsided by this guy.
Oh, it's such there's a bar down on the corner with a strange philosophy. Oh, I gotta see if this gets to where I thought it was. They
hire. No.
All right. Truth. I thought that was truth. That's why I love that word. It was someone online teaching people how to line dance, and I thought it would be fun if me and you may pretend we were in the room with like 50 other people line dancing. But that's not what it was. So that was like...
We should just do that sometime.
I don't know. Go to one of those classes. I'd be too nervous.
Why?
Can I tell you, I'm already nervous. My niece is getting married in November.
Yeah.
And I thought about this today. I thought about it a few times. And it's going to be a good wedding.
Yeah.
You know what was really cool? For whatever weddings are worth, at least make it a great party. I told my sister-in-law today on the phone, his parents want to help with the wedding because they want to make it a bigger wedding.
Yeah, okay.
And my brother and his wife, Merle, they didn't get offended. I'm like, good for you. I love that you met it with positivity. Like, oh, yeah, if you want to. Because otherwise, you know, maybe they're, so I'm sure they're happy on the other end. I'm sure his parents are like, oh, that's nice. They're graciously not, we're not offending them. They did it so great. But because of it, there's going to be able to be like a 12-piece band, and it's going to be like, I'm excited to go. But guess what? I don't want to make a speech. And they might not even ask me. But if they do, I think I want to bring it up before to go, hey, Katie, like, it's too much pressure, or do I think of something funny?
Well, I can tell you, it doesn't have to be too funny. Right, like it's a wedding. So if there's one good joke, that's more than usual. Or you just make a heartfelt speech.
Well, when I met him, the first time I met him, he showed up at my nephew Tyler's house and he brought like a board with all these cheeses and he had like cut up apple and he had a chopping block and I'm like, "Wait, you did this?" I'm like, I fucking love you already. What the fuck? Like, it looked good. And he knew it looked good. I'm like, Katie, don't fuck this up.
And Katie's been walking on eggshells ever since. Yeah, I can't. Uncle Todd told me we got to stay together.
Maybe I'll tell that story. Remember when
you're
I said.
You're the reason they're getting married.
Because
she's too afraid of disappointing you.
I go, there's now you're not gonna as long as you're happy, but this I like the guy. He's a good guy. His
right,
name
just
is,
as long as I'm happy, you do whatever you want with your life as long as I'm happy.
Remember when we took a break, I said we'd come back and we're gonna talk about whatever you want.
I wanna talk about this wedding.
Oh, you do?
I mean I've had a wedding. I used to be married.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to have another one.
This place I saw the pictures, reeks of a great energy. It's like very, it's just got a good energy. It's not like it's not in a banquet room, although, you know.
It's in Philadelphia?
It's in Philadelphia.
I mean, there's not a lot of places in Philadelphia with good energy. A lot of them have a lot of like real aggressive energy.
I didn't want to tell you, but they're having it at Helium Comedy Club.
Oh, good. The one place that's fun.
Yeah.
But it's in the upstairs.
Rim shot harder. Give me harder. Hey, I'll tell you, my wife, she didn't go with the thing. My sister, she don't. Give non-Rodney things. I'll tell you my thing with the hoe. Say some things that are Rodney-esque, but you don't even have to have a finished thought. I'll tell you my thing with the thing with the thing.
I can't do an impression, but I would love for him to be like, so one side is Wednesday Street, and the other side is Thursday. Suddenly, it's Wednesday? Thought it was Thursday. Walk out, got a ticket. $68.
Anything. Hey, look good. I like your hat. All right, listen, back to you. So listen.
Does it come with a free bowl of soup? That was my favorite.
Oh, in Caddyshack.
In Caddyshack. Nice hat. Does it come with a free bowl of soup? Don't tell him you're Jewish, Wang.
Hey, by the way, tonight, Rim Shots, I'm not kidding around, they bring you good luck. You can do up to 30 of them. Wait throughout the night. Now, it might be an hour from now, because we have about an hour left, about 45, 50 minutes to an hour left, right in that area. It's, you know, it's a little vague. And you could do two of them, or we could go, I could wake up tomorrow morning, because this happens a lot. I'll go be like, oh, that's Eric never did any.
Even that's okay too. He just forgot. But I'm giving you 30 free ba-dum booms. Don't do one right now. It's too obvious. But you just wait. See how prepared you are throughout the show. Eric Calver on drums.
Do you want me to count them?
No, just, you know, we can be sloppy with our numbers.
We can ballpark it
so
at 30.
You, sir.
Yeah.
What do you, oh, you wanted to talk? Well, we talked about the wedding. It's going to be fun. Big
band. What's the best wedding you ever been to? What was the last wedding you went to?
That's a good question. I traditionally don't go to weddings. I don't know why. They always stress me out and I end up, like, canceling.
Yeah?
I have Blake Wexler's wedding coming up. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, so I'm going to go. And my niece's. But the last wedding...
Where's Blake getting married? Is he getting married in Philadelphia?
He's getting married. I think it's wrong. But
yeah?
He's getting married at the Helium.
Yeah? Again? Oh, man. Oh, so they've just figured out how to film Monday and Tuesday.
He said, and he's going to do an hour set. I'm like,
Oh, that seems a little
long.
Goes,
well, I go, you're just having people you're inviting. You're having people buy the tickets. So it's like a show. Sounds like more like a show. And you know Blake has a special alarm system at his house? So if I mention him, he will...
The alarm goes off?
Yeah, the alarm goes off. What is this?
He's got Was this the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
So you know all about the wedding. Is there any? What else do you want to talk about? This is a bird professional.
What was the worst wedding you've ever been to?
Oh, good.
Without
question.
Naming names, I don't want to. We don't want to offend.
Maybe
anybody.
I could answer it a different way. What I saw. Look, no matter how much money you have, you can always keep it dark. You can always, like, most of the time when I see a wedding and I fantasize fixing it, it's using the same budget they had. Yeah. Otherwise, who gives a shit? You go, you know, when they do that thing on that show where they, oh, we're going to redo this person's yard for $100,000. Yeah, no one sat around thinking, but when you can go, what did you spend?
Yeah.
That's the amount I want to spend and just do it a little different.
That's reasonable. That's a reasonable thing. Because obviously if they had 40 grand
right.
to spend on the wedding, it wouldn't have been that.
Yeah. So at every wedding, it's usually the bringing the lights way fucking down. And I can tell you the worst wedding without one specific story, but this is a story that pained me. There was a comedy club that was in a hotel, but it's actually a pretty cool club. And a lot of times across the way around where you went to the bathrooms, you had to go out all the way down a hallway down where the weddings were. And I
right.
would constantly pain me to see them bright. One time they were setting up a room and I lowered all the lights because no one was in there yet. And it stayed that way. I went back. I'm like, oh, they didn't.
Really?
Yes. But other times I just would just sit there and be mostly I would just witness it. And it would pain me to go, no one's going to dance. If you want to make this room have any soul at all, get it dark and have 40 flickering candles, 30, whatever the amount of tables you
yeah.
are. Just get it. And it pained me to go, well, Todd, there's more one way to. And I mean this. When I'm about to say truth, I mean it. There's more people that go, well, there's more than one way to do it right. No, there's not.
Will you ever go to a nice restaurant? Like a really nice,
it's usually
fancy
dark.
Restaurant. It's not bright.
That's so funny you say that because you're right. Because they go part of not only the food being delicious, they want to bring you to where you weren't while you eat it.
Right.
And that's, you probably weren't somewhere. Oh, yeah, if you go to a Chili's or if you go to a Applebee's or if you go, it's not disgustingly bright.
No, but they turn the lights down. Like
yeah,
I've worked.
But it's
at those
not
places.
Like this dark.
No, it's not.
You
this
want
dark.
Nice restaurant dark.
No, it's Applebee's. It has to be bright enough to make sure your food came out right and isn't fucked up or there's
I'm
not
saying like
hair or gross shit in it. Like allegedly. But you know, I worked at Applebee's for a long time. And
you want it darker than that. I'm saying even at Applebee's, okay, but you want it and there's a look that is.
You can't eat Applebee's in a dark room. It's dangerous. You need to be able to see the garbage you're putting in.
I like their vanilla ice cream with French French apple pie with vanilla ice cream.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good.
You worked at Applebee's?
Yeah, for a few years in the 90s.
And did you eat for free?
No, half price.
Half price? Did you take advantage of it?
Sometimes. Early on, it's easier. It doesn't take very many months before you're like, I'm not eating anything here.
Why? Because it's dirty?
No, it's just boring.
Just boring.
Right. Like, imagine you go to the same restaurant 6 days a week. Eventually, you're going to not want to go to that restaurant anymore. And then you work there, and you're still going to be like, you know what? I would rather pay full price.
I'll pay another $8. Yeah.
I'll go to this place next door and pay full price. Like, I'd go to Ponderosa next door just because it was different.
Oh, you talked about, were we talking about salads?
Earlier, yeah. I made a big salad and then I remembered I could throw it away and do cocaine. Remember?
It's a salad story.
It's a salad story.
Hey, let me tell you, it's a salad story, everybody.
I met John Belushi at Vaughn's that night in the Valley.
Is that true?
Yeah, he was just in the front.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
No, is that true?
No. John Belushi died when I was 5.
Wait, what happened? He's calling me like a moron.
Is that your phone? It's coming through the speakers.
It does. I got to make sure that not. I don't know why that's happening. That really freaks me out.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
Jeff, you good?
Yeah, I'm having a ball.
All right, that's all I'm talking. Give it a harder hit at the end. Do a little harder, but don't hurt yourself. See, that's everything. It's right there. 20 minutes from now, if you say something funny, that's why I have a drummer here for people that ask. What's that? Jeff Tate. When are you at your happiest? Time of the day. When you're most relaxed and at peace during the day. What hour?
Happiest time of the day? I got to say it's probably that last hour. Or maybe it's... You know what? I really like those hours in the morning before I have to do anything.
Like what time?
Whenever I wake up, like it's not a specific time, but let's say 30 minutes after I wake up, so probably around 10, like 10 to 11, when I get my coffee, I sit on the patio.
You do?
Yeah.
See, I like that you, so you literally go out and take time and drink your coffee.
Yeah.
Wow.
I do Wordle out there.
What's that?
It's that word game. It's all the rage now. You get 6 guesses. It's a 5-letter word, and you get 6 guesses, and then you just start cold. So you just pick any 5-letter word, and then it tells you there's an indicator if the letter is in the right, if one of the letters in the word you picked is in the right place, it'll tell you, and if the letter is in the word but in a different spot in the word,
you do it on your phone or your iPad?
No, it's on my phone.
On your phone.
Yeah, but I did recently. And this has, I'm still in the phase where I still look for it. I haven't like broke the habit altogether, but I removed all social media from my phone on Sunday.
Just recently?
Yeah. And of course I get home Sunday night. Sunday was a long day. It was a very fun day. I had 2 shows. I went to a barbecue at 1 o'clock, a birthday party at 3 o'clock.
Who's barbecues? Pardon me for
Kyle crying. Ayers.
Kyle, oh, I love.
Yeah.
See, that makes me jealous. Want to hear something?
Yeah.
Because I go, why wasn't I invited? Although I probably wouldn't go.
Right. You should go, though.
I love.
I mean, that's one of
Kyle
those.
Kyle Ayers is a good. He's a good person.
Yeah.
I love him.
It was very fun. There were several people there, and I feel bad because I don't remember all their names. But
yeah, but you met good
Ryan
people.
Ryan Singer was there. Chris Charpentier
good guy.
Was there. And a couple other people. Chris's friend was very fun.
Wow.
I can't remember his name.
I could have done a. I would have sang for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, he made. Kyle made hot dogs for everybody. He made buffalo chicken dip.
Wow.
It was really
what
nice.
What time did everyone get there?
1 o'clock.
And what time did they stay till?
I don't know because I left.
Was it dark?
No. I left at 2:30, 2:45 to go to a birthday party. J.F. Harris and Emily LaFord had a combined birthday party at that bar, Verdugo Bar.
What a great energy there.
Yeah, it's a fun place.
They were really nice. The people that worked there were nice, and the people that promoted the show were nice.
Yeah, that was great. They were like, hit us up on Instagram. We'll put you up. They have not responded. So that's fun. Classic L.A. move.
Can I do a little something for you?
Sure.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much. Can I get some crashes? Never know how much I try. When you wrap your arms around me.
I got a fever. Is it that song?
I got a fever that I just...
We'll just mumble it. We got it.
Romeo and Julia.
Take it away. We got it. With this guy, we're on the road, we're fine. What if I convince you to go on the road? I know I've done this bit a million ways. We got a drummer, we have tracks, we're gonna be able to perform and make money and travel the country. We just gotta commit. So we're at some place in the middle of nowhere, just me and you.
Romeo and you.
People like it.
Around you, I get a feeling that I just can't. You give me fever.
Ha! our hook is we don't really know the words.
Yeah, we don't admit it, but everyone knows that they go, oh, I love to go watch the Tate brothers. I gotta be honest, and I don't mean to use your name instead, but it's a better name. The Tate brothers.
I feel like Glass Brothers is fun.
No, the Tate. Have you ever seen the Tate brothers play over to O'Malley's? These guys get sauced up. It really helps the liquor sales.
They almost know the words.
They don't know the exactly. Matter of fact, we have someone on the phone that went and listened to him last week. We have a recording. Pick up on line. What line are we on? Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
Oh no! This is. I guess it's like a garage.
No. Hold on.
Like it was a garage.
Hello?
I'd probably say it's probably a podcast studio now.
But hold on. I'm being serious now.
Don't tell anybody.
Why don't these phones...
I don't think it's zoned for podcasts.
Fake phone. Hello? Well, why would yours not work either? I don't get it.
Oh, I was holding down the button. I don't know.
Hello?
Are these supposed to work? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yours works.
Hello?
Wait, you can hear me? Wait, hello? Oh, this is a real mic. This plays...
Yeah, yours is working.
Mine isn't. But we'll fix it later. It's okay. Is yours...
But you probably can't
hear the caller. Can you hear the caller?
Well, you're the caller.
Oh, I'm the caller? Well, who's this talking to me?
That's you!
That's me?
Yeah, if you're on my fake phone, it's very convincing.
Oh, no wonder I thought...
Come to the mic without the phone.
Hello.
Okay, now, who's on the phone?
Hello.
That's
you're right, it is me.
It's you.
I thought it was a guy interrupting
me. No.
He would just wait for me to talk and then start talking. It was very frustrating.
The Todd Glass Show is professional, so it's time to go to commercial.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you see me with my glasses, be honest, don't lie. Is it odd to you?
No.
And what do you think about my new haircut?
I like it.
You think I look good?
Yeah.
Thank you. He doesn't say shit. He sits there all night like a fucking pile of crap, and I look very handsome. Why are you...
It looks great.
No, but you don't say it ever.
I'll say it more.
No, but Eric, never... Why can't you come in? Either my hair... I think it looks pretty good.
I got a haircut, too. What do you think of this?
Oh, Jeff, it looks great.
It does Thank look you. Great. Really good. You know what? Also, yeah, your beard. Look, every level of a beard can still be trimmed. You have a big beard, but it's trimmed.
Yeah,
like, it looks good.
I don't want to look unkempt. I'm so close to looking unkempt.
No. There's an obvious that is a beard that is maintained.
No, I know. Like if I let that go, if I don't do it, then everything else, right. Then it just like spills over into unkempt. Because my general sense of style has a bit of, I've been told online by people who will not put their pictures in their own profiles that I give off a homeless vibe.
You know what? Really?
And that is rude to homeless people.
It's rude. It's not even necessary. Maybe they're trying to be funny. I bet they are. I bet most people that say it are just trying to be funny. They're not really insulting.
It's so
you.
Weak, though.
Yeah, it's not, everyone could do better than that.
First of all, I've never seen a homeless person, like, I don't see homeless people with shirts tied around their waist. Like, I don't know what that's going for. I obviously, I've had this conversation a few times, but when you have, the first time you see, like, when you're young and you're growing up and the first time you see somebody and you're like, that guy looks cool, that kind of sticks in your head. And wow. I can't dress like Han Solo. Like, I know that would look crazy just walking around Hollywood dressed with knee-high boots and
shit.
Piping
I might start dressing like pants. Batman.
I know Batman.
Sure, we all cool. See the bad costumes, we're like, but when you see someone, wow.
Yeah, but so there was like, I see people, Ethan Hawke in Reality Bites, or anybody on an MTV Unplugged that wasn't Eric Clapton. Now that I'm old enough and have enough money that I can afford to buy a shirt just to tie around my waist, I do.
You know what that reminds me?
I used to have to wear the shirts I bought.
10-year-old Tom got season 2. Doo-dah, doo-dah. 10-year-old Tom got season 2. Oh, doo-dah day. Principal Tom Glass.
Let's see if we can
Tom
learn it.
In the cast.
Let's see if we can learn it.
10-year-old Tom got season
2. We'll keep playing it over and over again. Day. Okay, we'll play it from the beginning. You too.
Okay.
It's very important.
10-year-old Tom got season 2. Doo-dah, doo-dah. 10-year-old Tom got season 2. Oh, doo-dah day. Principal Tom Glass. Top billed in the cast. 10-year-old Tom got season
2. It's 10-year-old top billed in his class. Here we go. Come on.
10-year-old Tom got season 2. Doo-dah, doo-dah. 10-year-old Tom got season 2. Oh, doo-dah day. Principal Tom Glass. Top billed in his class. 10-year-old Tom got season 2.
All the doo-dah day.
Now I want to talk about that. Whenever I see a drummer who can sing at the same time as they're drumming, it blows my mind.
You know what? I thought about also I saw a conductor doing one side of the room telling them to do one thing and the other side. I'm like, oh my God, that hurt the scalp of my head. And you knew it, right, Eric?
Yeah.
And you do that with drums probably times three, four, five times.
Sometimes.
Right.
I did it at my wedding.
I mean, so he's over there, each arm is doing something, his feet are doing something, and he's singing?
Yeah, and the thing is, if they're all doing the same thing, but at different places, okay. That's hard enough. But then when they're doing different things, what?
I can't even drive a stick.
Say that again, if you don't mind. I want to get the best sound effect for that. If you don't mind, I'll edit. By the way, just so you know, I would never make you look a fool.
That's
I'll
fine.
Edit out all this. Of course, you know I'm not. It's part of the bit.
Yeah.
Just give me that line again. I'll edit it out. We'll come in clean. And by the way, I apologize. Right. Sometimes just a sharp, clean come in with a drop. I know these guys. I know that fucking Aristotle's goes to listen to the show. Oh, Todd's not so good with the drop. So I try to do these. So just say it again and we'll find the right one. And be honest. You think.
I think it's nice that you're doing. Oh. Like, you're just like kind of fumbling with the
Thank
drops.
You.
It's clearly a bit. You're right. Just doing it so that when Aristotle listens, he goes, oh, Todd needs me.
Right, right.
I'm a necessary part of the show.
But we want to get it. Right? You know, like
if you're out here nailing it, then he's going to be at home being like,
thank
even,
you.
He doesn't even
Moo-hoo!
Need me.
Yeah. Darkness doesn't need me. Oh,
I'm Aristotle. I thought the show would suffer without me. Boo-hoo, what am I going to do? Oh, I thought the one thing that I loved, now I realize Todd can do it without me. I'm Aristotle. Boo-hoo. Oh, look at me. Oh, boo-hoo. Bark, 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 bark.
All right, listen. So
I can't even drive a stick.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, we did it wrong.
Oh, you're so good for you. By the way, mwah, 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 for you remembering exactly where we at. Give it to me again. Give it to me again.
All right. I can't even drive a stick.
Give it to me again. Give it to me again.
I can't even drive a stick.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
Now give it to me again. Give it to me again.
I can't even drive a stick.
Nope, I know already. Say it again.
I can't even drive a stick.
We know that that's a good one. Say it again. I'm never giving up on this.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. We're never stopping. Go.
Hold on. I got to get to a good area here. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. Go.
I can't even drive a stick.
I came with a little bit of sorrow.
We'll be back with our guest Jeff Tate, ladies and gentlemen, all through the night. If we're listening with you, if we're live in New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, we're driving you all through the night. And I guess it's about 4 in the morning. Here we go. It's the Todd Glass Show with our guest Jeff Tate. Right, that's that. Do it again.
I can't even drive a stick.
Run, 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 run from the bit.
No, that's a horrible one. No, seriously, though, what were you just saying?
I can't even drive a stick.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
No. Don't give up on me. I got things to do here. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Okay, seriously? What were you, what were you saying? Well, hold on. I don't even got something yet. Okay, what were you... No, seriously. What?
I can't even drive a stick.
It's the Todd Glass Show, everybody. We got Jeff Tate with us. Okay, keep going. Keep going. Seriously, though, what were you saying?
I can't even drive a stick.
There's a boy who works at Starbucks who is very inspirational. He is very inspirational.
Okay, no, but seriously, what did you say? No joking around. I'm tired of the shit. I'm tired of the lies. Go ahead. But hold on. Let me make sure I'm all ready.
So seriously.
I'm sorry. I jumped the gun. No, what? Honestly, no bullshit. Stop the lies! No, I'm not a sicko, you know.
No,
I think Eric Calvert is really scared of me. In a way, sometimes he looks like, maybe I should back out of here while I fake laugh at Todd. Picture, you know, like a show. Okay, so go ahead. What?
I can't even drive a stick.
No, but what? Say what you were going to say again. Don't joke around anymore.
All right, seriously. I can't even drive a stick.
No, I hated it right away. No, Jeff, what did you say? Be honest. And I'm not joking around. What did you say?
I can't even drive a stick.
It's Jeff Tate, everybody, for the entire 4 hours. Okay, now I'm going to get to areas that I haven't exhausted yet. So hold on, don't go anywhere. This is what we do on the road. Sounds of Todd Glass, no. Hold on, here we go. Road stings, road start. Okay, here we go. Say it again.
I can't even drive a stick.
What?
Oh, damn. I'm at church.
No, what?
I can't even drive a stick.
What?
I can't even drive a stick.
No, seriously, what?
I can't even drive a stick.
No, what? Honestly, what? What?
Honestly, I can't drive a stick.
No, seriously, what?
I can't even drive a stick.
Is this bit done or Family Guy? Sometimes I'm laying in bed giggling. Oh, I'm not supposed to admit I watch that because some of the content I don't agree with. But they got rid of what I thought they should get rid of. The show would still be so goddamn funny if they got rid of what I think they should get rid of. It would still be so goddamn fucking funny in your gut. So I forgive me my own self for I have sinned. But when I watch Family Guy sometimes and I go, all right, they probably think we did it enough. And I'm laying there in bed going, I can handle more. Do it. Keep doing it. And they do it. And I go, okay, I can still handle more, but I get it's going to come to an end. And then it doesn't. So what did you just say? Seriously?
Oh, I can't even drive a stick.
No, what?
I can't drive manual transmission.
No, seriously, what?
I don't know. I can only do an automatic. No. I don't know how to do the clutch and the...
No, what?
I can't even drive a stick.
No, what?
I can't even drive a stick.
God bless you for not giving up. What?
I can't drive a stick.
No, God, what?
This guy can play drums and sing at the same time. I can't even drive a stick shift.
No, what?
I can't even drive a stick.
No, what?
Can't drive a stick, Todd.
No, what?
I don't know how to do a manual.
What?
I can't drive a stick.
All right, let's come back to life.
This is like doing a David Fincher movie.
God, I couldn't stop. Takes. I couldn't stop. Which one would we use? Do you realize? You know, we call him Mr. Play with his microphone a lot. Here's what I hear.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do an impersonation of him. And don't exaggerate. Just do it real.
Are you thinking?
That's a lot like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is him on the mic. And this is not an exaggeration. We're trying to talk, have a nice conversation. Here's what it sounds like.
Jeff, so when you went on, what year was that?
It was 2003, very early 2003, yeah. February.
And I love, you're like me, once you went on and you had a good time, you never stopped doing it after that.
No, I knew, like, my first set... got enough laughs that I knew for sure I just wanted to get more laughs. Like, I went to a concert once.
Jeff, I love you. You know how to keep a bit going. You know, all we had to do is fake, like, we were really trying to talk over the microphone chaos that was never nearly that loud. Just so you know, I know. Eric will pull me aside after the show. Todd, he calls me Mr. Glass. I go, call me king of all comedians.
A little more formal.
It's like very Rickles-esque.
I went to a concert once bar, mm-hmm. And the opening act made a joke about, like, what if we played the song The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, because it's a long song, and they were like, what if we played that? And I was like, I mean, it's a good song, so go ahead. And they were joking, and then the next band came on and played a few songs, and then they said, does anybody have any requests? And I yelled out The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and got a big laugh and was like, oh, I want to do this. And then 2 years later, I started comedy. It was a real moment for me. I appreciate it. I thank you for... I mean, that's basically what happened at that show.
I found a video here where you were talking about it when you found out that you might only have a month to live. and he was doing the drums. And hold on, let me see. I was just giving it to you. This is me and you. You're talking about, you think you only have a month left to live. And Eric's on drums, and this is proof of his microphone technique.
What if this is how
Let's play it. I have it. Here it is, right here.
Oh yeah, Todd. I have some real bad news. I went to the little clinic.
Are you okay?
No, I have about.
Recording this, but I don't mind if we don't.
I have about a month to live.
Are you nervous?
No, not really.
That's what you do, Eric.
A month can be a very long time.
That bit's over, but that was funny. I hope that's making Vinny laugh. I don't know what makes him laugh anymore, to tell you the truth. I try to do things that will make Vinny laugh. It really means the world to me, but sometimes he's just very difficult lately.
Yeah?
No.
What's his
He's not
his
difficult at all.
Problem.
I'm kidding.
What's his problem, Todd?
Oh, shut up. Can I tell you something?
Is it stressful? Is he having stress at work?
No. He's fine. Hi.
Hello. Do you ever watch The Simpsons, or are you just strictly Family Guy?
You know, now that TikTok will chop up a lot of...
Yeah.
They do the same thing with the... I see more and more of it. I just got out of watching it. I mean, of course, the best of The Simpsons is fucking amazing.
Right. Do you remember, like, 30 years ago, the episode where Sideshow Bob stepped on a bunch of rakes?
No. Did they just overdo it to the nth degree?
Like, he stepped on a rake and got hit in the face, and then he took another step, and a second one hit him, and then it was like 9 rakes. And then it like pans out, and there's just rakes all over the lawn. And I feel like so much of my sense of humor came from that moment and the movie Dirty Work.
You know, oh, really?
Well, like a lot of what Norm did on Weekend Update was very, I found very hilarious and influential. And Sinbad, the second Sinbad special, Afros and Bell Bottoms, I probably saw that. I've seen that 100 times.
You like Sinbad? You want to hear a good story about Sinbad?
I would love to.
I think it's better. I don't even know him. But I told this story to somebody, and they told me the same thing. Every time there was like 3 or 4 of us, we realized that you have a story where Sinbad was in the elevator. Always a nice energy. And that was my, I was in the, I only know him, I was in the elevator, and we were going up, and he said something in the elevator, made everybody laugh. He was charming. He was very warm, very friendly. I told that story one night. I go, you know what? That's all I know about him. And someone else goes, that's the same thing that happened with me.
Yeah,
Sinbad sounds like he might be a nice guy.
I did this festival, the Traverse City Comedy Festival a few years ago. And Sinbad was the Sunday night headliner, but it was the only show on Sunday night. So the festival started on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday night, Sinbad, only Sinbad. So all the comics leave on Sunday morning. But I saw Sinbad's going to be there on Sunday night. So I asked the festival people, I was like, can I just get an extra day in the hotel? Like, take it out of my money, whatever.
They didn't charge you, did they?
They didn't charge me. No, they were like, sure, of course. Gave me a ticket to the Sinbad show, and I could go backstage. They were like, just go backstage and see him. And I go back there, and he's back there with all the like the sponsors and the people who put money in, whatever that's called. So he's like the people that live there that paid for it, basically funded the festival. He's back there holding court, killing, making all these old money people laugh. And then I come in, he sees my badge and sees that I'm a comic, and I'm just standing with the people watching him, but he sees my badge and he goes, you're a comedian? Come over here. And so he just made me come stand by him and be like, comics stand here and the people stand there. And then he just killed for an hour. They left. It was about a half hour before showtime. I told him that I had seen Afros and Bell Bottoms 100 times and that movie House Guest with Phil Hartman. I've seen that a lot. And so then he just started talking about Phil Hartman for a while and making that movie and just being funny and being super cool. And then right before the show starts, he changes his shoes. He brought a shoebox with like some fresh sneakers in, and he took off the shoes he was wearing and put on the shoes that were in the box. They were the same shoe.
This clean.
It was two,
oh, good for him.
Two pairs of the same shoe, but one good. He wears outside and one he wears on stage. Went out on stage, crushed for 2 hours, did some crowd work and whatever. But he would like, there was kids there, it was all ages.
Just
show.
Kid, just nailing it.
Yeah, but he's doing crowd work. You know how when you see a kid at a show and then you can tell how good the comic is by how they treat that kid? Because a lot of them will just prop the kid, make the kid a prop and be like, can you imagine, can you believe I just said fuck in front of a 10-year-old or whatever? It's very weak and dumb. But he put himself in the mindset of a 14-year-old sitting with other 14-year-olds, and obviously their parents are there, and he just started doing like real crowd, like eighth grade crowd work, and these kids were losing their mind. Like, they were laughing so hard, and everybody's laughing, but to see the kids act like really into it.
What year is this?
This was like 5 years ago.
No, I mean now. I'm a little lost.
It's 2022.
No, I'm kidding. Thanks, Eric. Laugh into your mic harder. I love that you have a positive story about him, too.
I don't think anybody has a negative
story. Have you ever met him after that?
I met him one other time. I went to see him in Lexington. He came to the club in Lexington, and I called up the guy that runs that club, and he was like, there are no seats at all. But in Lexington, the manager's office is on the second floor, and you could see out a window and hear the show. And he was like, but you can come sit in the office if you want. And so me and my brother went down and sat in the office and watched him through this little window. But we could hear it in the room, and we watched the whole thing. It was 2 hours, and it was amazing.
I love it. That's great. I love that anybody who, you know, I had a good experiences meeting people that I really liked. And I'll be honest, whenever anybody meets me that gives a shit about meeting me, I want it to be such a great experience. I think, what would I want? And then I just try to, like, do that. Because as people get fumbled in their words, I try to go, okay, just do everything you can to unfumble them.
Yeah.
Make it the best experience that you could possibly have.
I like
Don Rickles did that for me. Like, he was fucking amazing.
I don't know if this is too... I realize now that I'm saying it out loud that it might seem braggy, but I don't. Like, I'm definitely not trying to put myself on that level. But when somebody gets, like, real fumbly, if they meet me, and then I just, like, I'll tell them that Sinbad story and be like, I couldn't talk. Like, I met Sinbad, I couldn't talk. Like,
And I get your trepidation in wanting to, but, like, hey, I feel the same way when I tell the story because of people like that. You know, but everyone has, if you have someone come up to you, that's what you should want to do is try to, and you know what? Someone once said to me, if you want, this is a little negative on people that you don't get a great vibe from, but they said, if somebody wants you to be relaxed, they'll make it happen.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what, like, Sinbad did that.
They'll make it happen. Because what it means is, let's say you were phony. But I do believe there's a lot of performers that do it for everybody, anybody. But let's say you're not, but it's the president of blah, blah, blah's kids, or, you know, then you know how to turn it on.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, like, who's somebody, you know, no, that's who they, you know you could turn it on, but, like, but how, who gives a shit?
No,
I'm
I know.
Tired of
I know
it.
What
Stop
you're saying,
talking.
Like, like, I remember how, like, there was, like, earlier, 10 years ago or whatever, there was a period of time where, like, I couldn't handle that as the person that they were coming up to, where I'd be like, oh, come on, what, have you just not heard of any other comics? What's your deal? But that's not fair to them because, like,
why?
Like, I love Pearl Jam, and if I meet Eddie Vedder and I'm like, I can't believe I'm meeting you, and then he's like, what, you never heard of Led Zeppelin? I'd be like, yeah, I have, man.
That's, you know what?
Like, it don't ruin it for them. Like, if I'm someone's favorite comic and they get tongue-tied and starstruck because they get to meet me, I want to make that good. I want it to be a good encounter. So whatever, like, if you need to calm down a little bit, if you want me to talk for a little bit,
well, you can do. And that was my point, that we all have the ability to do it. It's just who we do it for.
Right.
And, you know, you should do it for everybody. But, it's if you want, but I heard somebody say it was backstage somewhere, and they go, well, you know, if you want people to be comfortable, they will be. And that made me feel like, oh, no wonder when I've met this person, I was comfortable. Somebody else, I wasn't, you know.
It's a, yeah, yeah.
They make you feel that way right away. Anyway, you were just talking about.
I don't know how to drive a stick shift.
Imagine all the people. All right, enough. Can I tell you, we have to go in for the closing. I don't want to end with my way, but I want to do it. So, no. I want to do it, but then we'll talk and we'll close. I don't want the pressure on my way.
Okay. Well, what if you just, would you rather do that just later and you could drop it in?
No, I want it to be brave enough to do it during the podcast.
Okay.
During the podcast.
I'm not going to stop you. I don't know the song. I don't really care for... What is it? Sinatra?
Yeah.
I don't care for him. I know he's good at breathing. That's what people always tell
me. But what about the song? But you can still appreciate the song.
Nah, I don't like it.
Oh, then I won't do it.
Nah.
No, are you serious? Oh. Can you imagine? I go, all right, I'll do it. No, I'm not. I know you're kidding. So, but like, here's what's going to happen. If I can't commit, I'll stop it. But I'm going to tell you my setup to it. I'll do it when I do it. Instead of telling you now, I'll just do it. So I have to get it up on here, and then we're going to come back after this song, and we're going to talk and say goodnight.
Okay.
And we just did a double episode.
We did? This was two episodes?
Yeah.
Feels like three.
No, I'm kidding.
Feels like one. I've definitely done one episode of the Todd Glass Show that was longer than this.
Do you want to throw anybody's love to anybody out there? A comedian or a club owner or a family member?
Yeah, a club owner.
You know what? Well,
no, Jared. I always throw love to Jared.
Oh, Jared.
He's the best.
And Vermont Comedy Club?
I've never been there, but I'm... Well, you can email me.
It's the real deal. It's the real deal.
JeffJComedy.com. I would love to come to Vermont.
You know a bit I didn't do tonight?
What's that?
Maybe we can do a condensed version. Just keep saying it. You'll find funny ways to say it. People will go, you'll get the gist of this. You know, people that you sort of like, we know this is out there, this type of attitude of, hey, I might be a fucking idiot, but I'm not an asshole.
Yeah.
So everybody just keep yelling those out at any length. Okay, here we go. Let me put a little reverb. We can really turn this into something here. Hey, I might be a fucking idiot, but I'm not a pile of shit. Just keep making these up. Go around making them up. You're not this, but you're that. Hey, I might not be a fucking stupid pile of shit, but I'm not a fucking idiot.
I
might not be a moron, but I'm not an idiot.
I might be a dirtbag, but I will never smoke around your baby.
Right. I might be a dirtbag, but I would never smoke around your baby. I steal it right in front of you.
Oh, wow. Those are the best ways.
These little town blues are melting away. Okay, hold on. I'm not sick in my head. I have a show to do. Hi, Jeff.
Hello. Have you ever done, I know we're not allowed to steal jokes, but have you ever done it when the person was in the room, like on purpose?
What joke?
Anybody's joke.
Oh, I would do somebody else's joke and just give them credit.
No, I mean, if they were in the room. I've done a bunch of shows with Stanhope over the years, and I was doing this show in like Fargo somewhere, some North Dakota thing, and Brett Erickson was on the show too. And this was a bar where they opened the doors at 5. The show was at 9. There was no seats. Everyone's standing. They've been drinking for 4 hours, and it looks like going to be a straight up nightmare for everybody but Doug. And somehow I pulled the short straw to go first.
They end up being pretty good, I bet.
What I did was Brett Erickson was standing next to the stage, and we had just done a run of shows. So locking eyes with him as much as possible, I did as many of his jokes as I could remember from the night before. And just like, fuck you, man. You could have gone first and done your own jokes. But now you're in trouble. It was very fun. He knows I wasn't actually stealing his material.
Right.
I was doing like two bits at the same time.
I used to love to go on and do a bit from the person before me. It was always fun.
Yeah.
To go, what? And then halfway through it go, did they? Son of a bitch.
They
no,
did it?
It's a long story. I would say, I don't want to get into it. But ladies and gentlemen, this afternoon, he said, oh, I'm going to do one of your bits tonight and fuck with you. So he did it, I guess. I put the reverb in the voice so people can imagine it.
I like to, whenever I would open for someone new, I'd be like, listen, just to make sure I don't step on any of your material, you don't have any bits about my dad, do you?
It's Jeff Tate, everybody, on the Todd Glass Show. Up in a brim bram broom, and you clim clam clean up the rim bram room,
cause you bim bam.
We gotta go to close. I know we're still recording. I listened to about... Hold on, let me turn these mics down. God damn it, every week I'd suck on this board. I do listen to... I do listen to about 75% of the show because a lot of stuff I don't hear when I'm present, and I hear things and I appreciate it, and it makes me do a better show because I learn from listening to the show. I'm probably the only one in a hurry.
So do you record your sets too?
No, I wish I did.
I never do.
Me neither. And I don't know what the fuck.
Every now and then I have one where I'm like, oh, I wish I would have recorded that. Like last night. Last night I had a good set. And it was, I felt natural. I felt like myself on stage for the first time in a few years.
And you don't record
like I had all my skills. Like I like to riff in the joke within the bit. See what I can, whatever, like that kind of stuff. And just not doing stand-up for
Hold on. So what are we doing right now? We're taking a break?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to leave everything in.
Yeah.
Everything we just did. We got a little sidetracked, but I'd rather leave it all in Aristotle. Just keep this all in. Obviously, I'm fiddling with my phone, and I know Jeff is talking about
The Secret Show, Blind Barber. The Secret Show, The Blind Barber, Culver City. It was a fantastic... I had COVID about a year ago, and I have not felt like my brain works the same ever since. And it's been like scary. Like there's been times on stage where I'll start to riff and I can't remember words and whatever. Like
you got out of it, but did you feel like it came back?
Last night was the first time where I felt like I went off the list and it went well. And like it went how it used to go before everything shut down. You know, and part of it is probably, you know, some of it might be COVID. Some of it might just be for 18 months. I did, you know, 25 shows in 18 months. Like ridiculously small amount.
I didn't realize till only a few months ago. I'm like, oh, wow, that was the first time I hadn't performed
in months.
In years. I mean, 20, 30 years. Because
to take that much time off?
I never took that much time off. Since the day I started in 1981, I never took even a year off. Never a month.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. I don't think I ever took a month off. So and then I took three. Then there was like three or four straight where I didn't go up once.
We took breaks. So this was really not that long of a show. But
And it's two.
It's two shows.
Yeah.
It split somewhere. Who knows? We know we're on the second side of it. Hey-oh! There's no doubt about it. No fucking doubt about it. We're in the second half of the show.
No doubt.
People listening right now, what do you think they're saying? They're like, oh, my God, they're right.
Yeah, they're saying, of course. We heard the first half a week ago.
A week ago, sure.
It's crazy. They're saying, oh, there's a first half? This is the first time I've ever listened to the Todd Glass Show.
Hey, Vinny.
I should go back.
Vinny.
When did you get a dog?
No, Vinny, my new dog. I named him Vinny.
Oh, no wonder. No wonder you're having a hard time making him laugh.
I'm Vinny. That's not Vinny. He doesn't. Vinny's bark is like a golden retriever. Happy. Happy bark. Yeah, not like. Right, so listen. Some truth. We're going to come back after this and talk. I don't want the pressure on this, but I think, let me stand up. And I know it's weird to say this, but truth, I'm going to really commit. I'm a little nervous because I can do this with nobody in here. And I did a little bit of it last week, but I didn't have drums. I thought about, Todd, why are you doing it again? You sort of did it last week on the podcast. I didn't have drums. And I think with the crashing of the cymbals, you know, and if I have thunder, now I know we don't have thunder, but picture live. Truth. Eventually, I'm going to do this. The pianos are going to come in. The drums are going to come in. If I have a trumpet player, he'll play. But we have pre-recorded thunder. So throughout this song, imagine big thunder hits. Truth, I'm being seriously. So here's the way I think I could pull this song off. Say, at the end of my show, you know, folks, we've lost a lot of the greats, you know, and just somehow figure out how to get into it. Now, from Mitch Hedberg to Greg Giraldo, list a lot of the...
Pol Pot.
Who?
Pol Pot.
Pol Pot. Who is that?
Just some horrible dictator.
Oh, okay. Pol Pot. Throw him in there, too. Nobody has to be left untalked about. So I figured if I do this song good, everyone in this room is going to enjoy it.
Yes.
If I fuck it up, and sometimes I do, they'll enjoy it, meaning the comedians. You know what
sure,
I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, won't say I'll enjoy it no matter what.
So, you know, but...
And then just as, if I can get it dark as I can on stage, just as dark, what the fuck is going on? You know, and just picture like, you know, so it would be tight as fuck. Oh, that's all I can tell you. With the band, that's the way my live show is. I'd go, Cam. And now, the end is near. Shitty reverb. And so I face the final. I don't, hold on, seriously? I'm not even joking. This reverb sucks. Hello? Seriously? I'm
gonna fix it. Reverb. Good idea. No reverb.
No, I need reverb. That reverb is shitty. Hold on. One, two, one, two, one, two. Hello? 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 Hello?
I laughed so hard at that bit on your first album. The guy lost in a warehouse.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my impersonation of a guy lost in a warehouse. Oh my God, I'm lost in a warehouse. Ladies and gentlemen, this is George Carlin lost in a warehouse. Why did they call it a warehouse? You don't wear it. Ladies and gentlemen, a very effeminate man lost in a warehouse. Oh my God, I'm lost in a warehouse. It's crazy. How about a hand for the staff? I'll break it in. Ladies and gentlemen, it takes literally 40 people to run a club like this every night. From people that take your tickets at the door to people that cook your food, bar servers, security. They all meet you with warmth here every night. Could you give them a nice round of applause? I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few. Oh, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. How about a hand for this band, ladies and gentlemen? Everyone applauds. On the drums, Jeff Tate, Eric Calver on drums. And more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times. Come on! I'm sure you knew when I bit off. Ladies and gentlemen, do we have any podcast people here tonight? I fucked up there. Thank you. You're exactly how I pictured you. Gorgeous. Just gorgeous. Wow. Yeah, it's a big night. Who gives a shit, right? Oh, well. What?
And to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, here's where it all matters. Oh no, not me. I did it my way. But what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the world. The record shows I took the blows.
Let's do this again real soon.
That was great.
I fucked up a little, but I think I...
Did you? Can you... Is it possible to fuck up a song called My Way? You're singing I Did It My Way.
My name is Jennifer Alvarado. I was...
I didn't mean to interrupt you, ma'am.
You know what? The answer to is it, well, I bare my soul every night and sing. I got to commit. You know what I mean? You got to commit to the goddamn song.
Yeah, but you can't do it wrong. You're just doing it your way.
Well,
the song is called My Way.
All right, I'll do it.
All you do it is your way.
All right, listen. I promise I'll close my show with it.
Not like you asked me to.
Well, I guess we're ready to say goodnight, Jeff. Is there anything you want to say? If God forbid we never got to hang out ever again because the world ended, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
I would say that I've enjoyed our time together.
Me too.
I'm very glad. I feel very blessed to have met you whenever that was, 2007, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And to have known, to have gotten to know you and spend time with you. I feel like if the world ended and I never got this opportunity, that would have been something I really missed out on.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I feel the same way. You know, the sentiment is shared. So what are you going to do? Hey, oh, that punches it. You know what I mean?
Yes,
Now, what were you saying about he plays the tunes, but you can't? What was that thing you said before?
Oh, I can't even drive a stick.
What?
I can't even drive a stick.
No, seriously, what can't you do?
I can't drive a stick.
What?
I can't drive a stick.
What?
No good with the manual.
No, seriously. No joke about what?
I can only do an automatic.
No bullshit. What did you mean?
No bullshit.
I can't
drive a stick shift.
You can't drive. You want that one again? I use that on the road. That really gets them. All right, everybody. Everyone has to go home. Thank you, Eric Calver.
Wow.
Thank you, Graham Elwood.
Yes. No? Yeah. Okay. Let me. I got a yellow belt.
Jeff Tate.
I still have only a yellow belt all these years later.
I got into a fight with him, and let me tell you something. He had no chance. I really gave him the old 1, 2, 3.
I definitely don't want to fight him because for sure he's a fucking black belt by now.
He's a sweet person. He wouldn't fight.
Can I plug something?
Of course. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't have it any other way. Would you like reverb in it?
No, no, no.
Okay.
August 13th and 14th, Union Hall, Brooklyn. I'm making an album. You can get the tickets at unionhallny.com or jefftatecomedy.com.
So, folks, I say this all the time on the show. Obviously, if you live 7 hours from there, we're not talking. But if you just heard that, you know who you are. You're the podcast listeners that go, actually, I live pretty close to that. Or actually, I can get on a train and be a... Go. Because you know what? I like there to be a presence of the Todd Glass Show. I love when Chris Farron tells me, oh, I met some people last night. They said you sent them to the show. It always melts my heart.
And so I'm going to have special guests on the show. The last time I did Union Hall, I had some special guests. Gary Goldman showed up. Josh Gondelman, Emma Willman, Lindsay Bowling, Trey Gallion. It was an incredible show. So I got no idea who you're going to see.
You don't. And let me tell you something. I hope if you don't go that the next day you find out that your favorite comedian, and you rot in hell.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope that the next day if you go, oh, that your favorite performer showed up and French kissed everybody in the audience. What were you going to say? The floor is yours. I'm a good host.
What I'm really hoping is that if you don't go, you find out the next day that Sinbad was there. Minutes on my Union Hall show, that'd be insane.
It would be. I bet it'd be nice. He'd probably annihilate.
Yeah, I wouldn't even. I'd make his 10 minutes would be last.
Well,
not
listen.
Following it.
Here's the way we're going to go to close with a beautiful song. Now, give me a second here. It's worth it. We spent a lot of time together. We may as well go out in style, but we're done. And I had a really great time, and thank you. And, you know, what else can I say? But good having you. Tonight's podcast.
My pleasure.
No, this isn't what I'm podcast scoring. Podcast. No, wait. So, seriously, do not let me go. Do not podcast tonight's show. Oh, I knew I'd find it. All right, we'll go with. I don't know. Maybe something. Maybe something like this. Thank you. Jeff Tate, everybody. The entire 2 hours. Eric Calver on drums, everybody. Wow, what a night, right? It's a real carpet ride. We're going to take you out with a little, I think it's AJJ Linda Ronstadt. Did I say it wrong? I'm sure I did.
Today I lost my shit in a museum. It was a video installation of Linda Ronstadt. And I really miss my friends, but I don't see them. All I see is this video of Linda Ronstadt. Today the salt and sun ran down my face. After a year of hiding all my feelings, that I totally lost my shit in that museum. All from a video installation of Linda Ronstadt. I almost made it through a year of choking down my fears, but they're gone for now, all thanks to Linda Ronstadt. I almost made it through a year of choking down my fears, but they're gone for now, all thanks to Linda Ronstadt. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I love.